Intervju Radija Študent.
Treble tone. On my radio tape, play a box, right? Just loud enough so folks can hear us hype. See, out of nowhere comes a woman I'm dating. Investigation, maybe she was demonstrating. But nevertheless, I was pleased. My day was going great and my soul was at ease. Until a group of brothers started bugging out. Drinking the 40 out, going the nigga route. Disrespecting my black queen. Being obscene. At first I ignored them, cause see I know the type. They got drunk and got guns and they wanna fight. And they see a young couple having a time that's good. And the Eagles wanna test a brother's manhood. So they came to test speech cause of my hairdo. And the loud bright colors that I wear. I was the target cause I'm a fashion misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing, brother's dissonant. Well I stay calm and pray the niggas leave me be. But they squeeze the parts of my date's anatomy. Why, Lord, do brothers have to drill me? Cause if I start to hit this man, he'll have to kill me. See, I
am everyday people.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
You see, I am everyday people.
Yeah, yeah.
En lep dan vam želim v intervju Radija Študent. Moje ime je Džiza in jaz sem se pogovarjal pred kakšno dvema urama s Pičom, glavnim človekom benda Arrested Development. Ampak intervju, ki je sicer šel kar dober, ne, razen na konc, kaj je Šunder se začel tam dogajati v tem lobiju M-hotela ali kaj je že. Je šel lepo, ne, sva lepo klepetala, sem pa jaz ugotovil, da očitno neka nastavitva na snemalki ni bila dobro naštimana, tako da malo stvari farcerajo. Sploh to, kar sem ga jaz spraševal, tako da bomo zdaj, jaz se vam opravičujem, ne bo zdaj to tehnično brezhiben intervju, daleč od tega, ne, tudi radio, če vam bo kaj bil naredil, ne, to pomeni, da ni še vam radio crknul, ampak da sem vam ga jaz zakuhil. Skratka, speech iz Arrested Development danes bojo v kinu Šiška, fant je nastopil, več o tem bom še čist na koncu povedal, gre za band, ki deluje od leta tom 88 in je evo zdaj prvič leta 2011 prihajal v Ljubljano, včeraj so bili v Zagrebu, dost dober špil. Speech je seveda eden od dveh ustanovnih vodij te zasedbe in edini, ki je šel v zasedbi, mislim, pač v scajti je tako on fura. Tako da sva z njim lepo sedela, malo govorila. Kino Šiška danes ob tom pol desetih, malo čez, mislim, da se koncert začne. To, kar ste poslušali, je bil originalna verzija komada Everyday People oziroma People Everyday. Eno drugo ste kot single verzijo slišali, gre za band, ki ima kar velike dosežke za sabo, več o tem bo pa Spič itak povedal v temle na pol intervjuju in začela sva takole, ne, da on mal predstav njihove začetke, ki jih Spič opiše takole.
What was really a brainchild of myself and Headline, who was my best friend, and basically we used to start with shows at small clubs in Atlanta, Georgia, which is where we're all from. And we would invite people on stage, painters, African drummers, African dancers, MCs, you name it, and we would just vibe together. A lot of times Headline and I would supply the beats, I would rhyme, and you know, it was just a jam session. And that sort of formed what became Arrested Development.
No, takole so nastali, ne. Po mojem je dobro, če po mojem pod intervjujem se muska čist kine ali pa nekaj, da se bo kaj slišal, lahko pa zdaj, kaj jaz govorim, jo daješ, ne. Ja, in drugo vprašanje, ki je bilo meni zmeri pri teh Arrested Development, zanimivo je, da so oni pač prišli ven nekje leta tam 91, 92, 93 so pač Grammyja pokasirali, kjer je v bistvu na eni strani LA-ju, ne, v Los Angelesu je vračil, je bil ta pač gangsta rap je vladal in dejmo se streljati. Po drugi strani je New York sicer že postavil neko to pač zavedno sceno, ampak večino je šlo za pač čist ulični rap še. Oni so prišli pa pol iz Atlante in čist nek drugačen vibe, pozitiv vibe. Bili so eni prvih bendov, tako hip-hoperskih in kaj ima on zapovedati, ne? Kako je takrat en band iz Atlante, ki pač živ band, ki špilajo inštrumente, prišel na to hip-hop sceno, kjer je bil po eni strani pač New York močen in drugi LA in v to bitko upadejo out of nowhere in skoraj kot edini zdaj zgodovinsko gledano Arrested Development.
No, I think it just really came natural to me in a few ways. One way is my mom and dad were activists in the community, so they were always, you know, talking about issues in our community at the breakfast table, you know. The other way is Public Enemy had a big influence on me, you know, hearing their music and the way it came at me made me really want to embrace what my mom and dad was always talking about. So I think it was those two things that made Arrested Development sort of have the mission that we have.
Evo, pol pa mini 3 years, 5 months and 2 days in the life of, ne, tako kot je bil naslov njihove prve deleč najuspešnejše plate iz leta 92 in ko izide ta plata, ne, seveda se stvari spreminjajo, naslov je 3 years, 5 months, 2 days in the life of, zato ker so po 3 letih, 5 mesecih in 2 dneh delovanja prišli do rekord dela založbo Chrysalis in evo, kaj ima o teh, o tej spremembi med pred začetkom in po plati zapovedati speech, poslušamo zdaj.
It's been amazing. I mean, we've the band won 2 Grammys, we won 2 MTV awards, we won best artist, you know, of 1993 with Rolling Stone magazine, which is one of the biggest magazines music, and won Soul Train awards, NAACP awards, you know. So the band was very celebrated, which is amazing for us. We toured across the planet, and you know, all of those things happened within about a 4-year period. So there's a lot of new experiences in our life at a small amount of time.
Takole, ne, kaj se jim je vse zgodil po 3 years, 5 months and 2 days in the life of. Pol pa naslednje vprašanje, nekak neizogibno je bilo, ne, kako v Atlanti, ki je bil dejansko tak mest pimp raperjev, ne, Ghetto Boys, kasneje tudi Outkast in Goody Mob, in tega, ne, pride ven nek tak pozitiven band in kako jih v bistvu sprejme ta Dirty South, ki je še danes poznan po v bistvu najbolj umazani obliki hip-hopa, tole pravi speech.
We were definitely originators of a lot of things. I mean, we were before Outkast, you know, and in the Atlanta area, we were the biggest band to ever come out of there for hip-hop music at the time. And of course, after us would be Goody Mob and Outkast and a lot of other great bands. But at the time, we were also the only band that, in hip-hop that had men and women mixed together in the same group. The only band to do it before us was, or the only group to do it before us was Funky 4 Plus 1, which was in the early days of hip-hop. We were the only band to rock live instruments except for Stetsasonic, who came years before us. So we really came with a lot of fresh ideas and fresh approach. Only band that has an elder in the group, you know, and he's still with us, he's 79 years old, and his name is Baba OJ, spiritual elder. So we brought, like, spirituality, we brought rural, it's, you know, the Dirty South before it was known as the Dirty South.
In ko že omen Baba OJ-ja, ne, starost o najstarejšega repre, zdaj je star 79 let, tole ima zapovedati o njemu, ne, kakšna je današnja vloga Baba OJ-ja, ki ga by the way v Ljubljani ne bo, ker je imel neko nesrečo, ampak poslušte.
He's been sick for about 6 months, and so he's been recovering, but he is recovering, is doing good. It's been love. What's up, one? Yeah, so it's been good. He's not on tour with us now because he's just recovered.
Evo, Just Recovered, Niga na turi in naslednja epizoda, ki je bila, je bil komad Revolution, kar velik hit, za film Spike Lee, Malcolm X, ki je seveda govoril Malcolm X, in se je rabil nek ta komad, da je conscious in da je revolucionaren hkrati in seveda, ne, Arrested Development stopijo. Moje vprašanje je bilo pač kako... kakšen je ta pristop Spike Lee bil, da prideš ti v njegov film, da mu daš komad in tole pravi.
It was an amazing opportunity, and first of all, you know, I was a huge fan of Spike. I was writing him letters asking if I could be a part of, you know, some of his movies, some of my music. He never responded, and that was before we blew up. And once we blew up, he heard of us, and we were in New York doing a show and with the Last Poets, and he came to the show and came backstage and asked me to write something. And we didn't know what movie we would write it for. At this point, he was making Mo' Better Blues, and it was going to be called Love Supreme at first, so he was thinking maybe do something for that. But he ended up doing the X movie, and we did the soundtrack for that, so Revolution. And it was an incredible opportunity. Spike Lee is a genius to me, and one of the better filmmakers in the history of the art.
No, o teh hvalnicah o Spike Lee, smo se tako valjda na to revolucijo vrnili. Last Poets so bili omenjeni in moje vprašanje je sledilo iz tega, da so Last Poets in verjetno tudi pred kratkim preminuli Gil Scott Heron. Za predzgodovino hip-hopa še kako pomembni, da so v bistvu po pristopu prvi reperi in tole, ne, je bil njegov odgovor o Last Poets in o Gilu Scottu Heronu.
Well, I think, you know, bands like Last Poets, Gil Scott Heron, all of them are heroes to us. I mean, especially to me as a revolutionary artist who talks about freedom and equality and justice for people who have been oppressed. I mean, Gil Scott Heron's lyrics have always been inspirational. You know, Revolution Will Not Be Televised will become an anthem, and already has become an anthem for anyone who's talking about freedom. And Last Poets, I agree with you that in some ways they were the beginnings of rap, you know. I mean, they were the, it's almost like if you believe in evolution, which I don't, but if you do believe in that, then they were sort of like the, you know, before we walked upright, they was like right before the upright man, you know what I'm saying, because they were the precursors to hip-hop, you know.
Ja, takole, smo pa šli še čez ene par stvari, recimo kako jih je MTV poklical za njihov Unplugged, in to je bil seveda prvi raperski band in tudi zadnji, ki je odšpil Unplugged tako v taki luči, kakršno musko sicer dela, LL Cool J je tudi sicer nastopil, ampak to je bila že druga štorija, ne, kot pač live band, edini raperski, ki dejansko deluje kot live band, so se takrat odzvali Unpluggedu, 4 dni so snemali in pol pride to vprašanje, ne, ko ti narediš tako plato, toliko uspešno, kot je bila 3 years, 5 months in 2 days in the life of, kaj je v bistvu naslednja pot in zakaj reperi v splošnem in tudi oni doživijo z drugo plato fiasko, sicer kritiško niti ne, ampak pač prodajno in sicer, ne, je pa njihov drugi ta pravi album po MTV Unplugged, Zigila Mundi, kaj že, je pa kar hud padec, ne, sploh pri povpraševanju publike za njih, tole je pa pol odgovoril na to prekletstvo drugih albumov v hip-hopu in glasbi na splošno, Speech.
The obvious reason why the sophomore slump happened is that they had the first, and they had good success, they had much to write a second record, and if indeed they wrote their own tracks and all that stuff, it's just a lot of time to create a really special record. You don't have a lot of time. Now, if like Jay-Z or somebody who gets tracks from other people.
Yeah, tole, ne, zdaj pa, če ste pa ta delay poslušali, tako se pa res ni posnel, ne. To je pa zdaj že tale pult radija študent, ki začne pa vse preskakvati. Bomo probali ta odgovor še enkrat zvleči, v meantime, jaz če povem, v mestnem času Arrested Development, danes ob 21. vrata, Kino Šiška se odprejo, katedrala, koncert, 25 evrov je cena. Včeraj v Zagrebu bojda dost dober koncert, vsi kar hvalijo, intro od 9. do tom do koncerta, do 15. do 10. ima DJ Zec. Gre pa za tak hip-hop, ki je pač prepojen malo s funkom, s soulom in seveda socialno angažiranostjo in tudi tako, ne, vi boste mogli po mojem dosu delovati pri šovu. Še enkrat bomo probali tole od tehle 3Days zvlečiti iz teh naših, kaj so te novi zdaj za eni playeri, Denoni, ne, ker to je pa tudi, potem ko ti posnemaš slabo, ne, pa malo farcera, pa oni še malo delajo za zdraven in smo zmagali. To je skratka, še ene dva vprašanja kratka, bomo poslušali v odgovor, vse ostalo bomo spustili, ker ni za nikamor. Imamo že naštiman tole? Evo, še enkrat, da probamo slišati, kaj se zgodi s tem prekletstvom drugih albumov.
Well, I think that the obvious reason why the sophomore slump happens for many artists is that they have their whole life to write the first record. And they have, if it's successful, the first record, then they only have months to write a second record. And if indeed they wrote their own tracks and all that stuff, it just takes a lot of time to create a really special record, and you don't have a lot of time. Now, if you're like Jay-Z or somebody who gets tracks from other people, that's different, because all you have to worry about is the lyrics and the concept, but you don't have to actually create the music. Someone like Kanye, who creates a lot of his own stuff, It's tough, you know, to create it. So I think for us, that was one of the realities that we were facing. But I think we were also facing the fact that our first record did so well. It was sort of compare it to like Michael Jackson's Thriller, not as far as sales, but as far as it was an unexpected sort of darling of the time, you know. And for us, that was our first record. Most artists don't have it that way, like even Jay-Z or Kanye or people that sometimes, you know, 50 Cent or whatever, their biggest selling records were not their first album. And for us, it was. So it's very tough to come back with a second album that's ever going to do that. You know, I have to compare our career to someone like Norah Jones or Alanis Morissette, who had first albums that were their biggest albums ever. And they'll never beat those records. And I think that's the same for us. I mean, I think it's unexpected to expect a band that had their biggest release to ever beat that release afterwards. It's like Lauryn Hill with Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. You're never going to beat that record, ever. Same with the Fugees, with the Score. That wasn't their first album, but it was a huge record for them. They'll never beat that record if they ever were to rejoin and come back together.
No, tako je bil prekletstvo drugih albumov in pol seveda vprašanje, ki logično sledi, ne, zakaj pol izdajo to drug album, ne, in če založba, ne, Chrysalis Records, če je kakšen pritisk delala na njih, in tole je zelo na kratko odgovoril Spič.
Without a doubt it was, and I think that was a big mistake. You know, if I could do things over, I would have took more time on the second album and resisted their urges to put us out immediately.
Evo, ne, takoj bi on to spremenil in zdaj bomo šli še na eno dost kompleksno vprašanje, ki sem ga jaz kar dolg zastavljal, pa ga je pol on tudi dost nakratko odgovoriti uspel. To je razlika med recimo prvo in drugo ero, ker Arrested Development so leta 96 razpadali in se v drugačni zasedbi zbrali nazaj leta 2000. In leta 2000 seveda Spič, potem ko je že imel solo kariero in mega uspeh na Japonskem, kjer je še zdaj pač velik, ne, recimo njegova solo plata je bila prva na japonski lestvici in zdaj večino ture delajo po japonski. Kašna je v bistvu ta razlika med prvo in drugo periodo delovanja benda Arrested Development in kako se stvari drugače v studiju delajo, je nekako takole povedal.
I think a lot has changed and a lot is the same. The vibe of the group is the same. What has changed is some of the members that were in my solo band came over to Arrested Development. So One Love, JJ Boogie, Zay, these people came over with me from my solo career. And then the only other thing I think that's changed is we're having more fun now than we used to before.
In potem, ne, še glavna reč in predzadnja stvar, razen kaj še pričakujemo na koncertu, smo ga vprašali še, oziroma se ga jaz vprašal, kakšna je razlika med tem hip-hopom 90-ih in zdaj, ali gre tukaj zdaj res sem še zaplesen hip-hop za publiko in neangažiran, ki pa v bistvu v alter leze, in tole je odgovoril glavni vokal Arrested Developmentov.
I see the biggest difference being the lack of balance in what's being said out there and what's being promoted. People today only hear one style of hip hop, and that's basically talking about strip clubs, the drug game, and violence. Maybe somebody's mad at another person and they're going to shoot them, or they're going to come after them, or whatever. It's those three topics. That's about it. Whereas in the 90s, there was a balance. You had those topics. NWA used to talk about violence or whatever. You had Cypress Hill that talked about drugs. You had 2 Live Crew that talked about strip clubs. But then you also had Tribe Called Quest. You had Arrested Development, Public Enemy, Brand Nubians, X-Clan. I mean, so many other artists. MC Hammer, that was just more so party. You know, so you had a diversity of stuff that if you are a lover of the genre of hip-hop, you can listen to any one of those artists and get what you were trying to get. Whereas now, you can't even do that unless you go underground. Another problem with now is that the only stuff that's known as successful hip-hop or large hip-hop is the stuff that talks about strip clubs, violence, or drugs. Everything else is relegated to the underground. Everything, no matter who they are, from Common, Talib, Mos Def, all of them have some success whenever they collaborate with Kanye West or Jay-Z. But other than that, their records are underground hip-hop records. And then, of course, many other bands that exist are all underground.
Evo, za konc si bomo poslušali še verjetno njihov največji hitič. In v koncu speech strne še svoje pričakovanja današnjega koncerta, tako da boste videli, kako se boste tudi poslušalci mogli angažirati v to. Evo, jaz vas še enkrat zahvaljujem, ker ste pač tale malo piskanje in škripanje prenašali. Ja, ni ratal čist posne dobrega intervjuja, pa mogoče ob eni drugi priliki, evo, mogoče zvečer še enega posnememo na koncertu, pa ga v kakšni drugi vdaji skinemo. Tole se pa še pove o pričakovanjih današnjega koncerta, za konc še Tennessee, njihov največji hitič, in evo danes od 21. naprej v Kinu Šiški.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and grass, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. Some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans. Lord, it's obvious we got a relationship. Talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Past eyes burn into rhythms, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Pass those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. For some strange reason,
and it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the first things. Let me understand your plans. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the first things. Let me understand your plans.
Ishi, she went down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me? Without the enlightenment of all my folks. Instead, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And you was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plan. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plan.
Oh, won't you love?
Interview Radia Student.